From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starr's radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Well, you know, I'm a little excited. And may I tell you why I'm excited? I had to go to the doctor this morning. And you never know how those things are going to go when you've got a, you know, a mechanical heart valve ticket inside of you, which I do. So anyway, the good news is your host, your affable host heading into Election Day is healthy as a horse, ladies and gentlemen. And not only that, my blood pressure, it's spectacular. It's like 120 over 70. So it's a good day to be an American. It's a great day to be me. And it's a great day to be a Tennessean as well. And I want to explain why. Today, early voting begins in the volunteer state. Yesterday, Georgia early voting began. And we've been hearing from a lot of our listeners. A lot of you called into the show yesterday to give reports on voter turnout. And some of you were waiting in line up to, what, a half an hour, 20 minutes to cast your vote, and I say good for you. So I am curious across the state of Tennessee today. We have a lot of listeners, and first of all, I want to know if you actually went out to vote. Maybe you are on your way right now and would love to hear from you. And I want to especially know, what is the situation like? What are the crowds looking like in Tennessee? Now, look, Tennessee is not a battleground state. Georgia is. But we need just as many people coming out. I mean, Tennessee is a super majority Republican state. And we need every single person to come out and vote. The popular vote. We need you to get out and vote. So as soon as early voting is underway in your state, you need to get out and you need to vote. All right, our telephone number, by the way, is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And to give us an update on what you are seeing, eyes and ears all over the country as early voting kicks off. All right, President Trump right now is holding a town hall with Harris Faulkner from Fox News over in Georgia. And it's really been fascinating to see the questions that are being asked. And the president, he's taken whatever questions that come his way. And I want to play some audio here because this is going to be an important issue. And what I find fascinating about the question that was asked here is that, and again, the media is getting this wrong, folks. The media and the Democrats believe that the most important issue in this election cycle is whether or not a woman can kill her unborn baby. That's ultimately the issue, right? For if you are a Democrat, if you are watching the news, you would believe that the most pressing issue facing the women of America is abortion. But I don't think that's it. I think the real issue here is the transgender movement. And I want to play some audio, and then we're going to the phones. Phones already starting to light up today. This is a woman who is asking President Trump a question about this very issue. A grandmother of nine, and she has six granddaughters, cut number five.
Up and down the ballot. How many of you are worried about biological men and boys competing against women and girls in sports? Just show me. That's almost the entire, that is the entire room. And I know you have a question.
I do.
By the way, excuse me, it's so crazy.
Your question, yes. Your name and your hometown.
My name is Linda and I'm from Milton, Georgia.
Good.
But originally Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, wow.
I'd get that. Good. In there. My question is, how do you plan on addressing the transgender issue in women's sports? I have nine grandchildren, six of them female, wow, all playing sports, and we are very concerned for their safety, not just on the field and the courts, but in their locker rooms as well.
Right. It's such an easy question, and everybody in the room, and you know that answer, we're not going to let it happen. You look, just yesterday, they had a volleyball match, did you see that?
Yeah.
Where a person that transitioned, okay, we have to be very careful because this can terminate your political career if you say it's slightly off, all right? But transitioned from man to female and was on a volleyball. And I saw the slam. It was a slam. I never saw a ball hit so hard, hit the girl on the head. But other people, even in volleyball, they've been permanently, I mean, they've been really hurt badly, women playing men. But you don't have to do the volleyball. We stop it. We stop it. We absolutely stop it. You can't have it. It's a man playing in the game. I mean, physically, from a muscular state, even if it was a little bit less, maybe they do all sorts of tests and drugs and everything else. Look at what's happened in swimming. Look at the records that are being broken.
So how do you stop it? Do you go to the sports leagues? Do you go to the Olympic
Council? You ban it. The president bans it. You just don't let it happen.
Thank you, Mr. President. And again, I said this yesterday on my Newsmax TV show. There should be no balls in ladies volleyball. No balls in ladies volleyball. No, Dylan, we can't say no sacks either. No, that's football. But no, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it really is that simple. So God bless you, President Trump, because he's right. This is something that the president can do. And the president can get involved in. And I believe this, and you heard Harris Faulkner, all of the ladies in that huge, huge gathering in Georgia just moments ago said the big issue is transgenders. We don't want our daughters going up against these young men and these muscular, hormonally charged young men in high school or college athletics. I mean, it really is that simple. And by the way, just think about this. I mean, and we'll get into the Nevada story in just a little while, but how many girls have to be hurt by these people? How many girls have to be hurt by men literally smashing volleyballs into their faces until something is done? I'm telling you here, folks, this is where Donald Trump is. This is a winning issue for Donald Trump. All right, as promised, I wanted to get right to the phones because early voting is now underway in the state of Tennessee, yesterday, Georgia. Let's go to Harold, who's listening to us on KWAM in Memphis. All right, Harold, tell me where you are and what are you seeing at your early voting location?
Well, right here at Walnut Grove and Perkins at the Baptist Church Pumpkin Patch, there's probably 50, 60 people just outside the door waiting to go in.
Wow. That's,
you know, yeah, I've never seen, you know, today's the first day of early voting in Memphis, but I've never seen that many people at one time going, that many people coming in. Then we were trying to get out of the parking lot. We had to wait for about 15 cars coming into the parking lot.
Is that right? That's huge. Harold, have you seen these kinds of crowds at early voting before?
No, never have.
So what are you hearing from people? Anybody talking? Can you kind of gauge? Are we talking about Kamala people here, Trump people?
I don't know. We're talking about Trump.
Wow. You know. In super red, deep blue red, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes. Yes, it is. I think Tennessee and Memphis is going to turn red this year.
Wow. Harold, that's huge. That's huge. Well, look, thank you for the report. Were you able to get in and vote? Are you still in line?
No, I'm going out. I didn't get in line. I'm going out to another voting place to try to catch one that don't have that long of a line because I don't have much lunchtime, you know.
Well, look, I don't blame you, Harold. Well, God bless you. And pick up some of those pumpkins, too. They have a really nice pumpkin patch over there, Harold.
They do. All right.
All right, Harold. Thank you for calling in. That's Harold, Memphis, Tennessee. That's huge because Memphis is really dark blue. Ben Dieter, his jaw has just dropped after what Harold just said. Huge lines. Just got a note from Shayla in Lakeland who says there are no empty parking spots at the Lakeland, Tennessee early voting place on Canada Road. Again, that is a Memphis suburb. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm feeling good. I've been telling you, I think I'm the only conservative talk radio host in America who has been hopeful through this entire process. I believe in the American people, and I do believe that if we're able to get out and we're able to vote, we need bodies in line at the polls, early voting, paper ballots. We're going to win this thing. All right, let's go to our good friend Frankie Lax, who is the awesome talk show host at our affiliate in the Jackson area, WTJS. Frankie, what are you hearing over in West Tennessee?
I want to confirm what your caller from KWAM just said in Memphis. Harold, in Jackson, Tennessee, early voting is off the chart. People are in line The cars are backed up into the street. It appears that law enforcement is going to have to direct traffic and early voting in Madison County, in Jackson, Tennessee, and it is Trump country. And let me say this. You're not the only conservative talk show host that felt this momentum. I did, too, and it's here in Tennessee. And I have never in my life seen the crowds going to vote on the first day in Jackson, Tennessee. We're going to set a record just like they did in Georgia did yesterday. I guarantee you it's going to be double on the first day here in Jackson, Tennessee, just like it was in Georgia.
Frankie, I'm curious. Were you telling your listeners to get out and vote early?
Yes, I have. We have all along for the past several weeks, but I haven't really bared down on it, Todd. But I mean, this is very encouraging and very exciting. I mean, I was on my way into the office here at Maxcard, which is just two blocks from the early voting. And I wanted to just drive through there. I always kind of like to look at the signage and stuff. And, you know, we don't have a contested race here locally or on the state level. You know, David Kustoff, for all intents and purposes, is unopposed. And, the state Senate races and the state House races and stuff like that, for all intents and purposes, unopposed. But look, these people are out for Trump. There's Trump flags. There's Trump signs. There's people. I'm sure they're not affiliated with the campaign. These are just good patriots that are out holding signs for Trump. I mean, it's very encouraging, and I feel the momentum here in Tennessee. And man, I'm telling you, I was shocked when I made the corner there on Parkway and saw the traffic backed up into the street and the lines to get on first day. So yes, to echo what your listener called in on your KWAM station, Harold. I mean, he nailed it. He's exactly right. What's happening in your community of Memphis is happening right down the street, down the interstate here in Jackson, Tennessee. Todd, this is exciting, and I think that you're going to feel this all over the country.
Yeah, I'm with you, Frankie, and we can't wait to see, the reports coming in from other states as early voting gets underway. Frankie, you know how this goes. I am super late for a break, my friend. All right. Hey, Frankie Lax, everybody. You got to listen to his show over on WTJS, Great American Patriot there. Again, our number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to some Georgia voters, talking about their experience yesterday with early voting there, setting an all-time record. And again, the same thing in Tennessee. We are hearing in Georgia. These are Trump supporters. These are people going and they're voting Republican. And may I just say this? We've got to make sure we're voting down ballot all the way down to the Republican dog catcher. We've got to make sure that the Democrats are swept from office. We've got to make sure that we teach them a lesson that we will not tolerate Marxism on American soil. And more importantly, we will not tolerate men's balls and women's volleyball. We'll be right back. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honors our nation's greatest heroes, their sacrifices, and helps our nation to never forget. Mario Nelson was a special man who respected and loved America. Mario joined the National Guard after 9/11. He volunteered to help with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. Later, Mario and his wife had a daughter. Motivated by his 9/11 experience, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. Sergeant Mario Nelson later deployed to Iraq. Just 2 months shy of coming home, he was killed in action at the age of 26. Thanks to the support of friends like you, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation delivered a mortgage-free home to Mario's wife and daughter. In their darkest hours, that home brought them stability, peace of mind, and a place to call their own. Do good in honor of heroes like Mario, heroes who put their lives on the line for our country, our communities, and the freedoms we all enjoy. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, We are like $100 away from reaching our goal over on our disaster relief project. And let me tell you about this. Here's the deal. I think we're going to try to increase it to $20,000. And here's the reason why. So many of you have yet to donate. Many of you said, Todd, I'm waiting until payday. I'm waiting till this check comes through or whatever. And that's great. And I get it. But folks, we are close to, we're about $100 away from reaching our $10,000 goal. We are raising money to provide diapers, to provide hygiene materials for men and women in this disaster zone of East Tennessee and Western North Carolina. The media has completely abandoned these folks. As a matter of fact, we just heard from House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday that FEMA has completely dropped the ball here. Even President Trump weighing in on, well, I think we've got, we'll play some audio here in a moment on this, but President Trump said, yeah, we're giving billions of dollars to these foreign countries, and yet we've got nothing for these people in the Carolinas. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. And as the reason why we need to keep raising money is because they need it. They need it. And the churches are doing a phenomenal job. The veterans groups are doing an incredible job. And now we need to do our part, and that's why I'm urging you to go to my website, toddstearns.com. We're going to be reading out some names a little bit later on in the show of people who donate. But you can donate $25 or $2,500. Whatever God lays on your heart to give, you give. Click on our red banner at the top of the page or go into our live show blog, and that's always the top story, which is the volleyball story. Click on that, and you will see a direct link so that you can give money there again at toddstearns.com. I also want to share some phone numbers with you in case you want to call in. A lot of people yesterday actually called in their donation. So write down this number, 855-353-4673. Again, that number, 855-353-4673. Now, you can also text. So text the word Todd to 51555. That's 51555. Text the word Todd, and we'll send you back a link to where you can donate. So plenty of opportunities, and we'll be reading off some of those names in just a little while. All right, let's go to the phones here, and we are checking in on Tennessee. Early voting underway right now. We want to hear from you. What's it looking like at the polling place where you are? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Charlie in Georgia. Hi, Charlie. Tell us about early voting in your state.
Hi, Todd. Yeah, the polls were mobbed. I voted. And let me tell you, everybody online was talking about President Trump. They were especially talking about how at that economic event yesterday, he couldn't answer one question. He rambled on and on like a 90-year-old man.
Charlie, let me interrupt here. What are you talking about? They literally gave the man a standing ovation at the end of the speech. It was pretty phenomenal. I mean, he had a clear grasp of the economic issues.
How would you know, Todd? Because you're an idiot. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Now, Charlie, seriously, you're going to come on here. You're going to come onto my program and call me an idiot because I asked you to back up your facts. The fact is, sir, that you are a clinically described moron coming onto this program not armed with any facts at all. So here's the deal, Charlie. I want you to get, and hold on, it may not be that you're clinically a moron. You may just be suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. But here's the deal. Next time you want to come onto my radio program, Charlie, get your facts together and get yourself vaccinated. God forbid somebody catches what you've got. Thank you for that call. Unbelievable. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Can somebody get a wet wipe? We got to hose down the phone lines. Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher. and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999 to my friends at Priority Gold. With over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, we'll send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you gotta act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now. All right, just checked in on the X feed, and a lot of people are saying, Todd, we have never seen lines like this anywhere in the city of Memphis for early voting. This is a great thing. By the way, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Tom in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Tom. What you got for us?
Good afternoon, Mr. Starnes. I went and voted yesterday, and like you expect, there was a lot of lines. It was about 25-minute wait. And it was very efficient. What I worry about is the metro counties in Atlanta that we got clobbered on during the 2020 election. And, you know, we had the results that came in before we went to bed and then came back with DeKalb County and all those other counties.
Well, Tom, what's your concern? What's your concern, Tom?
Well, the concern was that those four counties represented a large increase of liberal votes for Biden. And if you look at the other counties, if you take those four counties out of the picture, we would have won in 2020.
Well, one of the problems, Tom, in the last election cycle for you guys was that a lot of conservatives in the northern part of the state, which is predominantly rock solid red, just did not bother to get out and vote. And we've got to fix that. And again, if every conservative registered to vote, if every Christian who is registered to vote votes their values and votes for the Republican ticket, they're going to win Georgia. No doubt about it, Tom.
I think you're right. Absolutely.
So the lines need to be long every single day leading up to Election Day. And I'm telling you, folks, take full advantage of that. And, Tom, I'm so glad that you decided to get out there and do early voting, and appreciate you calling in. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And it just does my heart good, especially in a liberal city like Memphis, to see so many people coming out and casting early votes. And be sure to ask for a paper ballot, ladies and gentlemen. That's hugely important. So look, I want to play some audio here from you. We had a caller. We had one of the seminar callers talking about this interview Trump did with the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg, who, by the way, Trump put that guy in a spot pretty early on in this interview. We've got a montage of some of the top moments from that. Cut four.
I think it's the greatest job in government. You show up to the office once a month and you say, let's see, flip a coin. And everybody talks about you like you're a god. Oh, what will he do? I mean, before, the guy used to walk into my office, he was like begging. Oh, he was fine.
But you did talk about him. You talked about removing him once.
I did, because he was keeping the rates too high.
Yeah.
And I was right. What is the Wall Street Journal? They've been wrong about everything. So have you, by the way.
You're trying to turn this into debate. There are business people.
You've been wrong all your life on this stuff. We're going to put tariffs on them, and they're going to do, and you know what they can do? The Mercedes-Benz will start building in the United States. And they have a little bit, but you know what they really are? Assembly, like in South Carolina. But they build everything in Germany, and then they assemble it here. They get away with murder because they say, oh, yes, we're building cars. They don't build cars. They take them out of a box, and they assemble them. We could have our child do it.
Can we? Tariffs also have another side. Isn't that something that you have to acknowledge?
No.
You could be plunging America into the biggest trade war since Smoot-Hawley.
But there are no
tariffs. You're going to stop. There are tariffs already at the moment.
No, there are no tariffs. All you have to do is build your plant in the United States and you don't have any tariffs.
But people, a lot of places like...
How about this? Gavin Newsom, he's the governor of California.
Newsom.
He signed Newsom, I call him.
But do you think...
No, he corrected me. That's the first time I've been corrected.
There are CEOs out here. If they said those sort of things about a rival CEO, they'd be sacked. Do you think it's fine for a president to survive like me?
They don't have to go through what I have to go through. There's never been a president that's been treated like me, so I have to fight my own way.
You made a...
Good for you. Good for you, Donald Trump. And by the way, you didn't hear a rambling Donald Trump. You heard a guy that was fully engaged, willing to sit down and tackle very tough questions about the economy. That's something Kamala Harris has yet to do. Maybe Bret Baier tonight. Well, what am I kidding? Who am I kidding here? Bret Baier asking tough questions of Kamala Harris? Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, Bret Baier is going to be interviewing Kamala tonight. And just so you know, Bret Baier is a raging liberal. I know that he looks, you know, he's got the aw shucks, you know, folksy kind of a manner, but the guy is a raging lefty. And I can tell you that he has absolutely zero respect for the average Fox News viewer, which is why you guys need to be watching Newsmax. So anyway, we'll be monitoring that interview a little bit later on. But Trump is absolutely right about the economy, and Kamala Harris is absolutely clueless. By the way, we're going to play some flashback audio here. So during the last debate, President Trump was actually fact-checked on the FBI crime numbers. And we've been telling you that these numbers were skewed because they did not include major cities. And now you have all of these liberal mayors, including the mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, and they're out there saying, well, crime is down. It's a perception problem. We're blaming Todd Starnes because he's talking about it all the time. And Trump, they called Trump out during the debate. Let's listen.
Crime is down all over the world except here. Crime here is up and through the roof. Despite their fraudulent statements that they made, crime in this country is through the roof. And we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's happening at levels that nobody thought possible.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country. But
the FBI defrauded statements. They didn't include the worst cities.
That's right. And now the breaking news just coming out that the FBI has now revised its crime data. Trump was absolutely correct. The FBI crime stats showed that violent crime did not decrease as they had previously reported. It had actually increased. And again, back in it increased in 2022. Violent crime increased in 2022 by 4.5%. Now, the FBI originally claimed, and the left claimed, that violent crime had gone down, but it simply turned out not to be true. By the way, you talk about the violent crime, 1,699 murders, 7,700 rapes, 33,000 robberies, 37,000 aggravated assaults. And a number of crimes remain unreported. According to the National Crime Victimization Survey out today, only about 45% of violent crimes and 30% of property crimes are actually reported to police. And this is what the media does here, folks. The drive-by media and the Democrats, they create a narrative and then they want to control the narrative. Keep in mind, the FBI is no longer a fair arbiter of any of this. They are controlled by the deep state. They're controlled by Barack Hussein Obama, and they're going to be releasing information or massaging the numbers to fit their narrative. But now we know the truth. It's just like in Memphis, Tennessee, where the mayor's office said, you know what, we're not going to allow anybody to get any crime information. So if there's a shooting, if there's a robbery, the police department can no longer release that information to the public. We, City Hall, will determine what the people need to know. As a matter of fact, you've got the mayor, and he's working in cahoots with the taxpayer-funded welfare networks here. That would be the public radio stations, WKNO, and the Daily Memphrean, and that's the local newspaper. It's so bad they have to ask for donations. And, you know, do they give out tote bags over at the Daily Memphrean? You get a tote bag if you donate at the National Public Welfare Radio affiliate. But they're using these government-funded, or at least at least WKNO, the government-funded news organizations to advance their fake news narrative. But I ask you, do you feel safe in your town? Have you seen an increase in crime in your town, in your city, in your neighborhood? Have you seen that? 901-260-5926, our number, that's 901-260-5926. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Let me tell you about our great friends over at Newsmax. And by the way, we have a great show coming up, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight. You're going to want to watch the Todd Stern Show. You can also now become an investor in Newsmax. That's right. All you need to do is go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. All the information is there. You're going to want to consult with your attorney, your financial guy. Make sure they've got everything they need. But again, NewsmaxInvest.com, and you too can become a part owner in America's fastest growing cable news channel. A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever. All right, just getting some intel from Westwood One. That's the satellite provider that broadcasts this radio show across the country, and they're having some internet connectivity issues, which is why some of you heard a little bit of dead air just a little while ago. So hang tight with us. This is all out of our control, but the folks over at Westwood One tell us that they're working on it. All right, there is a new study. Millennials apparently are doing better financially than baby boomers were. This is coming from our friends at News Nation. Andrew Dorn is the author here. I want to read this to you. Contrary to popular belief, millennials are better off financially than previous generations at the same age. May I just say, is that because most millennials are still living with their parents? Is that one of the reasons why? LendingTree found that millennials ages 26 to 41 had a median net worth of $84,000 in 2022. That's more than Gen Xers, $78,000, and baby boomers at $58,000. That's all after adjusting for inflation. So the question is, what generation owes the most when it comes to debt? Well, I'm just going to say Ben Dieter, who is our beloved morning show host at KWAM, he has no money. And the reason why is because he spends it all at this place called Starbucks. And he also buys a lot of bone broth. Is that something? We've got to get Dieter. Where's Dieter? Dieter, turn the microphone on.
Yes, Todd, I heard you slandering and defaming my diet. So what's going on? What do we need to talk about?
Well, no, yeah, I mean, this is, you're spending a lot of money. I mean, your generation, you guys,
we're wealthier than you guys. This is the first article that features us in a positive way, and you're freaking out. It's okay.
Well, no, but you're not a millennial. You're a Gen Zer.
Yeah.
They didn't even test you guys.
Yeah, that's, we'll be in the next article, the next study.
So, yeah, millennials have more money, 84 grand. Gen Xers, 78,000. Then baby boomers, 58,000. Now, would you say, though, that you spend most of your salary, like on things like Starbucks coffee?
You know, Todd, here's what I'll say. There was a story by Business Insider, and I'm pulling it up right now. It showed that there's a new trend where Gen Z and millennial people are spending, they're calling it this snack obsession, where you spend a lot of money on things like, yes, bone broth, Starbucks, but you justify it because you're investing in your body and you get a return on the investment. Everybody wants washboard abs. It means you have to then drink a lot of bone broth. That costs money.
But then you can't afford a washing machine, so you have to use a washboard.
That was a dad joke.
That was,
wow.
Wow, a dad joke. That's offensive. That's offensive.
No, it's not.
All right, maybe it's not. By the way, caught you on the Mary Walter podcast last night.
That was wild.
I heard about that. So
I think Mary is in that study of, they just have a lot of concerns and questions about younger people.
Well, that's
fair
enough.
I found a study. Why Gen Z loves expensive groceries, treats, and snacks. Are you ready? This is by Business Insider.
I'm ready.
Okay. Inflation is no match for Gen Z's love of little treats. A $19 Erewhon smoothie or a $45.
Wait, what? How much for a smoothie?
19 bucks.
What?
It's an Erewhon smoothie. Todd, do you know Erewhon is like the mecca of healthy grocery stores? It's insane. It is actually.
I thought that was K-Love's other channel, but okay.
No. That's Erewhon, not Erewhon. Or they like to spend $45 for a tin of potato chips. And now
$45? What?
For potato chips,
Todd. Who does that? They better be dipped in gold.
Nope. And they say it's a new status symbol for young people. So right now, I just picked up some chomps. Do you know what chomps are?
Chomps, teeth?
No, they're
choppers. Those are choppers.
No, chomps. If you go to a grocery store, you'll see these Slim Jims, but Slim Jims are bad for you. These are $20 Slim Jims, and they're called chomps, and we all are eating them now because it's a status.
How much are the beaver nuggets down at Bucky's?
I don't know. That's not a
they're
my
not
diet.
45 bucks, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, 45 bucks for a tin of potato chips is a little bit pricey. But again, you know, this is the economy. Blame it on Kamala Harris.
What was it? There used to be, back when I was a kid, my mom used to love these specific potato chips. And I'm not a big potato chip guy. I was a Frito guy. Mm-hmm. And I love the Frito. But it was like in a yellowish tin. Somebody's going to know what this was and
Pringles?
Give us a call. No, there weren't Pringles. Oh, my grandpa. Paw Starnes, he loved the Pringles, and he wouldn't let the grandkids touch the Pringles, and he would count them. Because, you know, once you eat a Pringle, you can't just eat one. You got to scarf them all down. So But Mom used to have these. Somebody will call in, and I cannot remember the name of this brand, but they came in a tin, like a giant tin, like you would put a hat in. You could put like a 10-gallon hat in.
Were they yummy?
They were pretty darn good. I don't even know if they make them anymore, but they were very tasty.
Wow. A little vague on the details, but I'm sure someone will know.
They sold them down at the Big Star. We used to have a Big Star. Oh. That used to be the grocery store. But I'm telling you, they didn't cost $45.
Well, it's not Doritos. We're not.
All right. Somebody's gonna phone in, and they'll be able to tell us what that. I can't. It's at the tip of my tongue. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Kristen, the woman who gets me ready for TV, she puts my face on every morning and does the hair, what's left of it. She says, Todd, we just tried to early vote in Bartlett, Tennessee. It's an hour and a half wait, so we're going to have to come back another time. That's huge. That's huge. You know, all the phone lines are lighting up now. Somebody's going to know the answer to this. All right, hang tight if you're calling. This is driving me crazy. Anyway, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, look, folks, we're very close to meeting our goal. We need your help. Go over to the website, donate money right now to our disaster relief cause. That's ToddStearns.com. That's not the disaster relief. That's the website. You'll know what to do when you get there.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, hour two of the big show, as early voting starts in the great state of Tennessee. Also yesterday, Georgia set a record for the number of folks coming out on day one. And just got a message and a photo from Justin in Collierville, Tennessee. And it's a photo of huge lines. People are just stuffed into hallways waiting to cast their votes. And can I just say these all look like Trump supporters? I'm just telling you, I can sense it. As a matter of fact, we had an earlier caller in the first hour, and the guy said it's people are just Trump, Trump, Trump. So anyway, we want to hear from you. What's it like? What was the experience like of voting early? And give us a sense of what you are seeing. You can give us a call at 901-260-5926. Now, I posed a question in the last hour of the program. Ben Dieter was telling us that Gen Zers are purchasing these high-dollar food products like $18 smoothies and, what, $45 potato chips? And that reminded me of my mom, who used to buy, and we always thought they were like gourmet because they came in this huge tin, and I cannot remember the names. The lines lit up, and I want to bring in Floy from Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Floy. How are you today?
I'm terrific, Todd. I love to hear you every day. I always look forward to noon until 3 to listen. And the question that you posed came to mind. When I was a child in the 40s, I would go to my friend's house, who was rather wealthy. Her daddy was the savings and loan man, and occasionally she'd invite me to come spend the night. And they had a can. Always had a can on the counter of the Charles potato chips. It was yellow with the yellow with the brown words on it. You know,
I think that's right. Yep, Charles chips. You're
it
absolutely
is Charles
right.
Chips.
Wow,
I remember it well. And we never did get a can at my home. We couldn't afford to get that because I knew without even asking Mother if it was expensive. You know, and so we never did get any in the can. But I still look at antique places, and I will see a can like the Charles chips with the, and it was a tradition. It was a tradition, Charles chips, and my, that brought back some memories to me.
I remember, Floy, the first time I saw that, I thought to myself, wow, we must be rich. We get our potato chips in a tin. I had no idea.
I'm so glad you got to get some. I never got any. But anyway, if you ever come down to Gainesville, Georgia, my husband and I will meet you at the Long Street, and we'll have some iced tea, sweet tea, and then how about the smokehouse barbecue? Would you enjoy that?
Oh, my goodness, Floyd. I may have to make that a two-day trip because you're going to eat well at both of those locations. The Long Street Cafe, one of my favorite meat and threes in America.
Mine, too. It is so good. And you're a real jewel on the phone. We love to hear you. And thank you for considering and talking about our candidate. My husband and I are voting early this week, and I heard that the lines are really good out of the libraries and the places that we can go and vote early. I have the voting place ready to go, and so we will go this week before the week is over.
Well, wonderful, Floyd, and here's what I want to do for you. Floyd, do you have a copy of my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming?
I would love it. I have not gotten one, Todd. I'd love to have one.
Well, Floyd, we're going to make sure that you get a copy, and so don't hang up. We're gonna put Miss Cassie back on the line with you, and she'll get all your contact information, and we'll send you a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can I do that for you?
Lovely. You are a blessing. Thank you so much.
Well, you're so kind. I would send you some potato chips, but I don't know if they make Charles chips anymore. I don't know.
I think they might. We'll have to figure that out, won't
All right.
we?
We're going to hunt that down. We'll get to the bottom of it, Floyd. It's a mystery, I say. A mystery. Floyd, God bless you. Hang tight. Let's put Floyd on hold. What a kind lady. I would love to have lunch with Miss Floyd and her husband. Now, that would be a lot of fun. All right, 901-260-5926. Thank you. The mystery has been solved. Charles chips. And now I'm being told that, yes, you can still actually order Charles potato chips. Do you know that they're actually, I always thought it was just named after the guy who invented it, right, Charles? But it turns out it's actually named after a street in Boston, Charles Street in Boston. So now you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. All right, well, President Trump is in Georgia today. He is ramping up a town hall he had with Harris Faulkner, and we're going to play some audio there. We have so many people that want to talk about these potato chips. Let's go to Mike in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Another call from Gainesville. Can you believe it? Hey. And if you get a table at Long Street, make it big enough so I can join you too, okay?
Hey, what is, don't they still have, is it called the, there's an old man's table there. What do they call that? There's a table there. And
that's where I eat.
Is that
right? And we have a cult following for fried chicken livers too.
Really? Ben Dieter would love that.
Today.
Yeah, Dieter's all over those organ meats.
Thursday's the fried chicken liver cult meeting. But no, Charles Chips, the rest of the story about Charles Chips is that you didn't go to a store to buy them. They were delivered door to door.
Is that right?
Yeah, by God, driving a great big Charles Chip truck with the big logo on the side. I think we took delivery every second week where I lived in Kentucky. But, man, we loved the barbecue chips. I think it was the best barbecue chip ever made was Charles Chips.
I remember those chips, and I as soon as you said barbecue, I immediately remembered the taste. You are right. Those were the best barbecue chips I've ever had.
And they also sold cookies in a tin can. It was like a half-size can, half the size of a chip can. But I remember Snickerdoodles was one of their flavors, and those were darn good cookies, too.
Wow. They have all sorts of sizes here. Now they come in bags, but... Who wants to do that? No, I want it in the tin. Yeah. You got to have it in the tin.
Well, that was back in the day when lots of good stuff was sold door to door. You had delivery men that, you know, came and brought, you know, Fuller Brush and, you know, you name it.
I had no idea.
You didn't have to go to a store to buy it. They came to your door.
I love it. And you can still order them. CharlesChips.com. Well, that's easy enough. CharlesChips.com. Ben Dieter, if you want to try to get me something for Christmas. CharlesChips.com. All right, Mike, appreciate the intel there. Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
All right. You never know where the conversation's going to go here on this program. All right. So I want to go back before we get to Trump. I want to go to last night to Texas. Senator Ted Cruz is really struggling right now. I've been talking to a lot of Republicans, and I was talking to one just the other day. I'm like, dude, what is going on with Ted Cruz in Texas? And he is just he's just having a rough go of it right now, a rough go. And he is needing a lot of money. His opponent is a Colin Allred, who is just bonkers crazy. That guy's a nut job. They had a debate last night, and Ted Cruz cleaned his clock. I mean, Ted Cruz turned in a great performance at the debate last night. This is Ted Cruz and Colin Allred going at it on girls and boys and sports. Cut three.
He said not a word about his own record. I have to admit, the beginning of it, it reminded me of Kamala Harris in her debates answering everything. Look, I was born in the middle class. It's some lines that sound nice that ignore his record. Let's just talk about his voting record. Again, you can go to allredfacts.com. You can see the actual votes. Four times he has come out for men playing in women's sports, for boys playing in girls' sports. He is a co-sponsor, and he voted for a law called the Equality Act. The Equality Act mandated that boys be able to go in girls' bathrooms, in their locker rooms, and their changing rooms. He voted for it. That is his record. Number two, there was a bill. It was a very simple bill. It was narrowly defined. It was protecting women and girls' sports. He voted no. The only issue on that bill was whether biological boys should compete against our daughters. That's not fair. Congressman Allred was an NFL linebacker. It is not fair for a man to compete against women. The third time, he signed on to something called the Transgender Bill of Rights. Transgender Bill of Rights explicitly, and he co-sponsored it, mandated that boys compete against girls' sports. And just 2 weeks ago, Congressman Allred joined 100 radical Democrats in demanding that our military allow drag shows on military bases, pay for soldiers to have sex changes using taxpayer money, and pay for children to be sterilized and have sex changes on military bases. Again, that's extreme. That's not Texas,
Senator,
but that is his voting
Senator,
record.
That's your time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tore him a new one, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Ted Cruz going after Colin Allred on the border. Cut two.
Biden-Harris administration has persecuted some engaged in peaceful speech, and if you are being persecuted for peaceful speech, absolutely you should be pardoned. If you engaged in violence, absolutely not, you should not be pardoned. But let me say something interesting. You know, the far left, they're so angry right now. There's so much hatred. You know, Congressman Allred just snarled at me, "You're a threat to democracy." Now, let me be clear. I don't know Congressman Allred. I have no animus for him personally. But I do know his voting record. His voting record is radical and extreme. And you want to talk about threats to democracy? Let's take a vote that just happened a few weeks ago on the floor of the House, the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act provided that in order to register to vote, you got to prove you're an American citizen. Congressman Allred voted no. 11.5 million illegal immigrants have come into this country under Kamala Harris and Colin Allred's open border policies, and Congressman Allred votes no to protecting our elections and ensuring that people don't vote illegally. That is a threat to democracy.
Well said. Well said. And that's how you debate. So again, Ted Cruz getting outspent out the wazoo in Texas right now. The polling data is all over the place, but it's not looking good for Senator Cruz right now, which, again, is why we need to have a massive turnout for Trump. And, folks, you got to vote those down ballot races. By the way, speaking of drag queens, have you heard about what's happening at the University of Southern California? They're hosting a big Halloween-themed drag show. This is a taxpayer-funded university. It's called Drag Me to Hell, Demonic Drag Performances and Costume Contest. Now, this may be something of an oxymoron, because it seems to me if I'm going to a drag show, that would be going to hell. But that's just me. Dieter is a man of the world. Dieter, have you ever been to a drag show before? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Well, I did, actually. Do you want to hear the story? you sent me.
Oh, geez.
Everybody in the audience.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yes.
Yes, you heard it correctly. Todd Starn sent yours truly to a drag show, and I lost my innocence that day.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, we need to clarify this very quickly.
Okay. Well, okay, so there was a big old drag show where they brought in some Catholic nuns lookalike. They were dudes. And they hosted a big shindig at the Pink Palace that is a...
Children's museum.
Children's museum. And I had to go. I was sent on assignment, and I showed up, and it just so happened the Proud Boys showed up as well.
That's never a good thing.
Yeah, it was the Proud Boys on one hand, drag show RuPaul on the other hand. It was a story made for the books, and yeah, it was a good experience because it got canceled. So I kind of went to a drag show, but it was canceled.
So almost went to a drag show.
Okay, so what's the story?
Okay, so USC... They're hosting a big drag show for Halloween called Drag Me to Hell, a demonic drag performance. This is how it's being described. They're saying that this is the description here. Drag Me to Hell is a one-of-a-kind Halloween event inspired by queer pioneers in the 1930s Los Angeles who found refuge in science fiction fandom and the occult underground. One of the performers, Vander Van Odd... is described as a trans femme drag queen. Now, that's an oxymoron because drag queens are femme, are they not?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Vander Van Odd is a filmmaker and creature actor based out of Los Angeles. He was also in season one. He was the season one winner of the drag show. What's that popular drag show?
RuPaul.
Yeah, this is called the Boulay Brothers Dragula. Oh, wow. I guess that's like a B level, I guess. I'm unfamiliar with RuPaul. Another performer, Miss Toto, is an international DJ and drag sensation, a public speaker and producer.
Is it a chick or a dude?
No, Miss Toto is a mister, and he's a part of the BLM movement.
Of course he is.
Then there's something named Specimen Sith.
Can you spell that?
S-C-Y-T-H-E.
Oh.
A non-binary drag artist who uses they, them, it pronouns and specializes in horror-themed drag. May I just say, I think all drag is horror-themed. These are very unattractive gals.
Honestly, you could walk into Spirit of Halloween and think you sometimes walked into a drag show.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They're big boned. It's just not a good look.
So what does this have to do with hell? They're going to hell or the show is they're going to hell?
I think they want to drag you to hell.
Oh.
So that's the show itself. This is from Campus Reform. And they say that, by the way, Cal State Monterey Bay is sponsoring a Work Witch drag show. That's W-E-R-K. They want you to celebrate the beautiful Ixtory, and that's history spelled with an X. So like his story, so H-I-S-T-O-R, history, that's wrong now. You can't say that. And then Central Washington hosted a drag show called Aquasha DeLusty. And to Edacious March. Oh, we got to go for a break. Hang tight, everybody. Don't get your pantyhose in a twist there, drag queens. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I love the product because I'm already here at almost 80 knocking on my door. When I started taking Balance of Nature, I'm telling you, it wasn't a month after that, maybe 2 months after that, I started really feeling the difference.
I love Balance of Nature. I will take it to the day I die. It's wonderful. I feel so much better. I'm telling everybody about it. And I just feel better. I mean, it's just amazing how much better I feel on this stuff. I got excited about the product because I started feeling better. They asked me, does it work? I said, yes, it works. You got to try it. It will work.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right. Getting reports from all over Tennessee that the numbers are huge. And folks, what is our rally cry? It's got to be too big to rig. Too big to rig. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Back to this story. Your taxpayer-funded universities now sponsoring drag shows. Florida State University hosting a cowboy-themed drag show. If somebody invites you to do the do-si-do, just decline. Just take a pass there. A little light in the, well, never mind. All right, Central Washington University hosting its 10th annual drag show featuring professional drag queens Aquasha DeLusty and Audacious March. I don't know what that means. I wish I did, but I don't. And then this Work Witch drag show, that it's like Work It? Like, is that what they're, okay, they're saying Work It. All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The concern I would have, especially with USC, is you really don't want to be dabbling in the demonic and the dark arts, because I don't know about you guys, but I actually believe there are demons and they're very evil. And Lord knows what those people are unleashing over at USC. All right, we've got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Don't forget, folks, head over, make a donation now to help our disaster relief fundraiser. You can do that at toddstearns.com.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRight, it's not just a dream, it's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRight grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRight movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right, I promise you I was going to do this, and it's been a crazy show today, but let's get to some of these thank yous. So many of you are donating to our emergency relief effort, and you can do that by going to toddstearns.com, clicking on the red banner at the top of the page, and you can donate. Wow, we are just getting so many great, great messages here. Dave and Daniel sending us $100 apiece. Natalie sending us $100. Sharon, $50. Judy P, $50. And Beth R as well. Also, Geraldine, $260. Thank you for that. Donald, $525. God bless you for that, Donald. And also, Kathy, $100, and Charlotte, $100. We're going to be reading out some more names in the next hour of the program, but you can make a donation right now by going to our website. We are well over $10,000, so we have now surpassed our goal, and we're only on day three of the fundraiser. So God bless you all. All of this, 100% of it, going to help the good people in East Tennessee and Western North Carolina. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. If you believe what Kamala Harris said yesterday, her plan for black men in America, she seems to believe that the average black men in America just sit around at the barber shop smoking joints and they don't pay their bills. It's really offensive what this woman is suggesting. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Say hello to our good friend from Liberty University, the former congressman and now senior VP for business relations, our good buddy Dave Brad. Hey, Dave, how are you today?
Hey, doing great, Todd. Driving down the road to Kentucky.
Is that so, right? What's happening in Kentucky?
Well, I get to visit my old best buddy, Thomas Massey, congressman, MIT with a big brain in his head and a bigger sense of humor. And then I'm talking at a public policy forum, a bluegrass policy forum, while I'm there, and then meet with some Liberty alums and business people. So just doing my job, and I love it.
Fantastic. Well, Dave, we're excited about what's happening around the country. Of course, today, early voting underway in Tennessee, and we are hearing from all over the state, lines of people, upwards of 90 minutes to vote, and that's what it's going to be. We've got to make it too big to rig this fall.
Yep, awesome.
Dave, I want to talk about this economic plan that Kamala Harris introduced for black business owners, $20,000. And forgivable loans for only blacks, nobody else, Hispanics, Asians, whites, you guys don't matter. Do you really think that's going to move the needle for Kamala Harris?
Well, I think it's like Obama's condescending sermon as well. I think it's having a reverse effect, and everything is wrong with it, right? I mean, number one, it's unconstitutional discrimination. Number two, I've read, if you go into the details on the policy, it only applies to people whose families that don't have homes or relatives or parents or anything. And so guess who it really covers? Illegal immigrants are covered. While Americans who have tried to have a job in the past or have family members with jobs, they don't count for the program. If I read that right, I could be off on that one. But, The key point is that in the 20 days left, she's spending 3 days in a row trying to build a relationship with African American men, and so that's the buried lead. What is going on there? And I think what's going on there is they saw under Trump we had peace and prosperity, and we saw blue collar wages going up for the first time in 40 years. And they didn't have the inflation of 22% over a four-year period. And we weren't in debt up to our eyeballs, and we didn't have 20 million illegal immigrants competing with us. And all the new job growth has gone to foreign-born workers, not to American workers. And I think they're getting it. They're seeing it, and they're going to vote accordingly. And so the left is freaking out.
I love how Burgess Owens, our friend out in Colorado, described it. I'm sorry, Utah. He represents the 4th Congressional District out there. He says Trump is bringing together a unity ticket of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents who realize our country is on the wrong path. And I think that's would you say that's a pretty fair assessment? Because what we're looking at right now and what they're calling the Republican Party is not exactly the Republican Party.
No, Burgess Owens is awesome. That guy's just common sense and a great American. And that's exactly right. There's a huge political realignment. Now, when you get Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. and Trump, a liberal New Yorker in the past, all coming together on this populist thing, and there's some of the old Republicans don't quite get what's going on yet, but most are starting to wake up. And we've just redefined the turf, right? It's the economy is number one, the border invasion is number two, and the endless wars are number three. And I was on another show yesterday, and I highly recommended that the Senate Majority Leader competition, John Thune, John Cornyn, and Rick Scott from Florida, all of whom were very nice to me when I was a backbencher, lowlife. They were very good, but one of them needs to grab the mantle and grab that mega grouping of issues. And if they do that, they're going to be rewarded handsomely. And this country will be better off for it.
So I don't know if you've been following these prediction markets, but when you look at their predictions for Election Day and what the polls are telling us, it's very different. And this just came out. Polymarket is now projecting that Trump's lead is at 20 points over Kamala Harris. I'm just curious here. What do you read into those numbers, or is there anything we should read into these numbers?
No, those things are more accurate than you think. I don't put total faith in them by any means, but you know, they're forward looking like the stock market is. And so, you know, Trump, the key is that the trend lines have changed, and Trump now has the energy behind him he's up by maybe a point or two in most of the swing states, but the momentum is going his way, and his numbers are going up, and Kamala's are going down, and they know it, right? The way they're campaigning now, you know, they're just going after Trump with anything they can, and I think that desperation even shows the public that what's really going on is clear as anything.
You know, this is fascinating. Almost $1.9 billion has already been wagered on the presidential race just on Poly Market alone. That's remarkable numbers.
Yeah. Well, and that's why you trust it, right? Because people are putting their money on it.
Yeah.
Right? This is not just theoretical and people are making stuff up. You're putting your money down. So that's I love it. I love that. That's an economic way of thinking.
So, Dave, I'm curious here. Brand new polling out and shows inflation number one issue for about 41% of Americans. And I'm just wondering, because I know it's hard for the people working at the cable news channels to get this because they're making big money, and I don't think inflation hurts them as much as it does middle class and even upper middle class. I mean, they're all wealthy people by and large.
Right.
Do you find that to be the case? You think that inflation may be driving the support for Donald Trump?
Oh, absolutely. And the average person, right, the way the media presents it is inflation is down significantly. And it is. It's from 9 down to 3 or whatever. And so, but what's misleading is even if inflation is 3, it's still going up 3. It's not going down. Prices are not going down. The prices have already gone up 22% under Biden. That's what everybody's feeling. And now they're going up another 2 or 3. And so in nowhere in that story did prices ever go down. And everybody knows that, right? So you don't need to tell them. Their lived experience in the kitchen table. They know what reality is. And the Federal Reserve, by the way, has brought all that pain to you. They have bailed out the stock market. That's the richest 10%. That own 90% of the stock, like you're saying. And that's the disconnect. That's the new populist movement. And these anchors, right, they have, you know, the poorer you are, the greater the percentage of your income that you spend, right? If you're really poor, you're in debt, right? You're running up your credit card because you can't even make ends meet. And so the rich aren't spending all their money. So, they're not feeling any pinch of inflation on their lives. And they're way out of touch.
All right. Well, Dave, we're going to let you get back on the road there. Enjoy the Commonwealth, and maybe you get to see some basketball while you're out there.
I'd love it. I want to see some of that in the horse country and all of it.
Good stuff.
Purple Mountain Majesty. Yep, you got
that's
it. Thanks, John.
All right. Dave Brad, everybody, Senior VP for Business Relations at Liberty University, and we love our friends and partners over at Liberty. They're raising up champions for Christ. And let me tell you something, Liberty University, those graduates are making a difference, making an impact in Washington, D.C., and also in law as well. I mean, they're churning out some incredible lawyers there at the Liberty University Law School. President Trump coming out, and he is not happy with Fox News Channel. He says that there is an enemy within. He says they're Marxist, communist, and fascist. And it's true. When you look at his political enemies, they really are Marxist, communist, and fascist. Now, when I wrote Twilight's Last Gleaming, and it came out in March, if you haven't gotten a copy, I would urge you to get a copy of my new book and read it. Because in March, before Kamala dropped out, And again, I wrote the book last year, and it takes about a year for the book to actually make it to the stores. So last year, I was writing and warning people that ultimately this election cycle would be about communism. And a lot of folks thought that was a load of hooey, but it turns out that this election is all about communism. And I write about that. I explain it in the new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. So Trump is saying that, yeah, the political enemies that he's facing are Marxist, communist, and fascist. He says we have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And we do. He's absolutely correct. Trump went on to say, I used a guy like Adam Schiff because they made up the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. It took 2 years to solve the problem. Absolutely nothing was done wrong. They're dangerous for our country. And it's true. Have you noticed that? Nobody ever gets punished. CBS News, they lie out the wazoo. Nobody ever gets fired. Nobody gets punished. There are no apologies. Same thing happens over at CNN and the New York Times. Instead, they award each other these huge Pulitzers. But nobody paid a price for that. Nobody paid a price for all the lies they spewed about Donald Trump. Not a one. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Again, early voting underway. Give us a call. Let us know how things are. Are you seeing the long lines? What are people saying? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available, and it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Right, so Kamala Harris out pandering again to black men. Folks, you can't make this up. So she's having a conversation with some black dudes earlier today, and here's how that went down.
So you may not know, but you will appreciate, I'm the first vice president to grow chili peppers at the vice president.
Okay.
I
like
that. Scotch bonnet
pepper.
Really?
You
know about that one.
Come on
now.
Real,
yeah,
real heat.
Oh,
that's right. They don't know nothing about
scotch. I mean, that's
scale.
Hotter, you know, that habanero
every,
scotch bonnet. Every
hottest pepper known to man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it. Nothing.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Okay, so who cares? Is that really enough to sway your vote, whether or not somebody grows peppers? By the way, it turns out Kamala Harris was actually incorrect. She's not the first to grow, the first president to grow or vice president to grow peppers. That distinction goes to our third president, one Thomas Jefferson, who grew cayenne peppers at Monticello. Just, again, a little bit of history, dropping some knowledge on the VP. This reminds me of Hillary Clinton. Remember what Hillary said? Because she was classic at pandering to the black community. Here's Hillary.
No more questions? They said no, she has to go.
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce
in my bag, swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't think there was a worse laugh than Kamala's, but I think we just saw it. So, look, here's the deal when it comes to Hillary, and she admits it. She admits that she is pandering, and you heard her say, is it working? So don't be surprised if Kamala Harris gets, and this is what concerns me. Kamala Harris is going to come down to Dixie. And for the record, I love hot sauce. I love, I'm not a big fan of Tabasco. Actually, I like the Louisiana hot sauce. That's the brand I get. And what's the other? There's like a Mexican flavored. It's got the little wooden, dial on the top. Chalupa. No, that's what they serve at Taco Bell. Cholula. Is that? No, that's a drink, I think. All right, we'll figure out what it is. But I like that one. And what's the Indian stuff? Is that the... No, that's not Indian. That's Asian. Sriracha. I'm kind of like coming across as white today, aren't I, ladies and gentlemen? Cholula? No, that's not it. Oh, that's it?
Cholula?
We've confirmed. It's Cholula.
Jeez-a-loo. That's actually a very flavor. I like that one. It's very flavorful. But anyway, I mean, I know a lot of white people in the southern states, and we do like hot sauce. So I don't understand what's the deal here with white people. They act like all we do is sit around and eat cucumber sandwiches. And here's what I'm afraid of, is that Kamala is going to come down south, and she's going to come to do an interview and to try to connect with Todd Starnes' white man. She's going to pull out a big old thing of Hellman's mayonnaise out of her purse. That's what I'm afraid of. And maybe some cottage cheese. It's terrible. So I just, all this pandering, does it really work, ladies and gentlemen? And I'm curious to hear from you. What's the big issue for you when you're going to vote? And right now, tens of thousands of Tennesseans are standing in line from Bristol, Tennessee, all the way to Memphis. They're early voting. People are out there. And it is a mess. A mess. And there are a lot of people out there, and they're saying, well, it's this issue, it's that issue. So my question is, what's the issue? And I think we're going to be in a situation where there are so many things wrong in this country, whether it be the economy, whether it's crime, whether it's immigration, the border. I think there are so many major issues that Kamala Harris is basically being overwhelmed. It's like a tsunami of issues, and she can't fix any of it, not any of it. All right, well, coming up, we're going to be talking to our good friend Liz Peek over at Fox News. She's got a great article out, 3 reasons why Kamala Harris still can't define her vision. So give us a call and let us know what's happening in your community. Why is it that you're going to vote? Why is this election important to you? 901-260-5926. Also, we're going to check in with our numbers on the fundraising effort. So head over to the website during the break. Make a donation. We're going to give you a shout out, but you got to make a donation and help the good people there in Western North Carolina. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Having a baby comes with so many unexpected challenges, but diaper rash shouldn't be one of them. For me, there was nothing worse than seeing my little one with an uncomfortable diaper rash. It makes everything harder, from bath time to diaper changes, and left me feeling totally helpless. But now baby butts can rejoice because new Huggies Skin Essentials are here. A brand new dermatologist-approved line of diapers, wipes, and pull-ups training pants, all designed with baby's sensitive skin in mind. The Skin Essentials diapers features the Skin Protect liner and help protect against the top 2 causes of rash by managing moisture and runny mess. The wipes are thick and have 0 harsh ingredients for a great gentle clean. And pull-up Skin Essentials have got your big kid covered too, with a training pant that is ultra soft and breathable to help protect sensitive skin throughout potty training. So if you want the best for your baby's bottom, learn more at Huggies.com. Once again, head to Huggies.com to learn more.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Wow, we've got a lot going on this hour of the show. Also, early voting now officially underway across Tennessee. And what have we been telling you? Get your friends, your neighbors, your family members, get out there and vote. By the way, our rally cry, too big to rig. And that means every person, and especially all of you folks in super red states, you've got to get out the vote and you've got to overwhelm the polling stations. And that's what we are hearing from all over the volunteer state, lines as long as 90 minutes. 90 minutes people are waiting to cast ballots. I'll be heading out after the Newsmax TV show to cast my vote today. This is going to be a lot of fun, and it's exciting to see. We understand records were broken yesterday in Georgia, and it sounds like things are looking very big in Tennessee. Dozens of you folks weighing in on my X feed, telling me about the turnout in your cities and your smaller communities. So give us a call. Let us know what's happening out there. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Liz Peek joins us from Fox News and TheHill.com. Liz, love your new article that came out, Three Reasons Why Kamala Harris Still Can't Define Her Vision.
Well, Todd, thanks for having me on. I think the astonishing thing to everybody is that she is so terrible at getting a message out, defining her vision, even talking to interviewers. And she has said more than once on the campaign trail, well, I'm only 70 days into this. She has been a public figure for decades. And it is astonishing to me that she still struggles to answer even the most obvious question. I got to say, it isn't just my point of view. I was reading all the New York Times columnists, all the people from Politico and everything, and everyone is just dumbstruck that she can't manage to articulate a platform, articulate policy, et cetera. And I do think there's some pretty profound reasons for it. I think the number one thing is I think she's deeply insecure. That laugh covers up a lot of embarrassing moments where, you know, the normal person maybe wouldn't be embarrassed. And the word salads really stem from just sort of confusion by being put in the spotlight. But why would she be so insecure? I think the obvious reason is she knows she shouldn't be in this position, that it basically she shouldn't have been vice president. But Biden promised the world, more or less, that he was going to have a woman of color on his ticket. Looked around, and there weren't very many candidates who had any kind of national profile. She came the closest, and so he picked her, even though in 2019 she had flamed out so ignominiously in the Democratic primary, which didn't really augur well for her campaigning skills or for her point of view. But so she's there in the White House kind of by accident, and then candidate because all of a sudden panic struck the Democrats and they realized Joe Biden couldn't win, couldn't beat Donald Trump, so they picked her because they ran out of time. I mean, it's sort of a terrible, you know, succession of accidents. We really should be calling her an accidental candidate because she kind of is. And I'm sure that that is undermining her self-confidence as she goes out and faces even friendly reporters. But I think the second thing, and more profound thing probably, is that she's pretending to be something she's not. And I'm sure we've all been in a position where you're kind of trying to, you know, kind of wiggle your way out of an awkward situation. But the awkward situation for her is that she is not a moderate Democrat, which is how she's running. She is indeed a far left, progressive liberal. That's how she campaigned in 2019. And I remind people that wasn't like 30 years ago when she was in college. This is 5 years ago when she embraced the Green New Deal and Medicare for all and gun confiscation and all these issues on the far left of her party even. And remember, she was deemed the most liberal senator in the Senate, including Bernie Sanders at the time. And so I think we have plenty of evidence that she really is a far left liberal, but she's trying to couch all that, understandably, to get elected, but it isn't working because, you know, you just can't, you can't make a case that you don't believe in. And I do think that is really her essential problem here.
You know, Liz,
so that's my rant.
No. Look, rant away. It's but I, what I find fascinating about Trump and Harris, as we found out yesterday, she was invited to sit down for the long-form interview with Bloomberg, took a pass. The economic club she was invited, took a pass. But when I see Donald Trump in those moments during the Bloomberg interview and the economic club, I see a guy who is just he understands the economic issues. You may or may not agree with the tariffs or whatever, but this is a guy who has a plan. He has a plan to fix the economy, get inflation under control, and you come away with this confidence that I don't see in Kamala Harris at all or the running mate.
I agree with you. And, you know, polling has showed people don't think she's saying what she means. The whole authentic issue, which really doomed Hillary Clinton, in my view, has come again. And people don't think she's authentic. But she puts on these fake accents. And, you know, she keeps talking about how I heard her the other day say she was from a working class family. No, she wasn't. I mean, her father was a PhD Marxist, and that's the Economist magazine saying he's a Marxist economist. Her mother was a scientist, very highly educated. These are not working class people. So everything about her, Todd, is somewhat fake. And in Trump's case, to your point, yeah, he can speak with authority and confidence to any group because he knows what he thinks about things. He knows what he believes in. Ronald Reagan, I think, always struck all of us as having an incredible North Star. He knew he had basic tenets and basic beliefs that guided him through his presidency. So there was never any dithering. In Kamala Harris's case, I do believe the third issue for her is I don't think she has any deep well of beliefs. I mean, she may be a progressive. I'm not even sure how confidently she embraces those values. She says her values haven't changed, but we still don't know what they are. So, you know, to your point, the fact that she keeps turning down these high pressure interviews for her speaks, I think, volumes. I'm very interested to see how Bret Baier handles her tonight or vice versa, because I think that is possibly going to be a challenging interview. Although people on the left think, oh my gosh, it's the lion's den. They don't know Bret Baier very well. He's very fair, very balanced, as he always says every night. And he's not going to grill her. I think he'll be very respectful. But I think he'll have follow-up questions, just as, by the way, Bill Whitaker did in the 60 Minutes interview. And that's where she falls apart entirely, because she has sort of the top-line message. But if you kind of ask a follow-up question, ask her to defend it, completely hopeless.
You know, you mentioned Bill Whitaker over at CBS News, and I have a lot of friends that work over at CBS, and they are really beside themselves over these, you know, the interview, not releasing the transcript, a lot of other journalistic problems in that shop. And there's a new survey out. Daily Wire has this, that the trust in mass media is now at a new all-time low. Liz, I'm just curious, how important is it in your estimation to actually have a fourth estate that is actually doing the job it's constitutionally supposed to be doing?
Well, I think it's very important. The left, Democrats, have a shiny new object. It's called misinformation. What they really mean is things that they don't agree with.
Right.
And I think what we saw at the New York Times, for example, some years ago, they actually put out, if you remember, a sort of an apologia for not understanding the Trump phenomenon, getting it totally wrong. But really the follow-up message from them and everybody else in the media world other than your organization, my organization, is Trump is so terrible that whatever it takes, even if it compromises our journalistic ethics, such as they are, is okay. Whatever it takes to defeat this guy is okay. Even if it's suppressing information, like the Hunter Biden laptop, which, you know, I think those news organizations, the FBI, in addition, knew was real, knew might impact the 2020 election, and so they basically didn't report on it or reported that it was fake news. That, to me, is beyond horrifying. But, you know, that's the world we're living in, Todd. You just have to kind of accept it and know, thank God for Elon Musk, that there is this alternative, and it's social media. And by the way, as those legendary media outlets have become less and less trusted, where do people get their news now? Polling shows increasing numbers go directly to social media. So if you're on Twitter, yeah, you can only hear one echo chamber or the other. But if you're honest, you'll subscribe to everybody, and you'll actually find out what's going on.
Exactly. And it's so incumbent upon everybody out there to be a good consumer of the news. And
yep. And
you're right. And Liz, I'm telling you, one of the things that angers me is when we have conservatives that are out there spreading fake news. That does not help the cause. It doesn't help anybody. So
no,
we got to do better.
I agree with you, and it's not necessary. We have facts on our side.
Yeah.
The most recent example is about crime. We've all been saying crime is up. The victim survey, annual survey, shows that crime is up. I can tell you 10 reasons why the reports from the FBI were fraudulent or not right, and now they've come out and amended those, and sure enough, crime is up. So stick with the facts. Do your homework, which not nearly enough people are doing, and let's win this battle and this election by having the right ideas and the right facts to support them, because we do.
All right, Liz, we got to leave it there. Great article, folks. We have a link to it over in the live show blog. Thanks a lot, Liz.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Liz Peek, everybody, one of my favorites, and Liz is always right. I don't know how she does it, but she is. By the way, Quinnipiac has some new polling data out. I want to share this with you. In the battleground states, Georgia, Trump up over Harris now 52-45. North Carolina, Harris over Trump 49-47. So there you go. Both Georgia and North Carolina believed to be toss-up states, but it looks like Trump is surging ahead there in the Peach State. All right, we're going to go right to your calls. Again, it is early voting. Give us a call if you did take part in early voting in Tennessee, Georgia, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926, Miss Janice in Louisiana. Hi, Miss Janice. What's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
You was saying before, why are people voting in this election, or what would make this so important? Well, if anyone out there is listening to this program right now, and you're thinking of voting for Kamala Harris, you better rethink this. In my state of Louisiana, just a few weeks ago, two teenagers were in a car driving, 18 years old, graduated from high school. They were hit by a drunk driver, someone that was not supposed to be in our country. They're both dead. There was a man that worked at a TV station. You could look this up on the internet. WGNO-TV, a producer. I think he was on a motorcycle, his motorcycle. He got killed by an illegal person. And I saw the other day something that's really shocking, really very shocking. I think it was in New York. What they're doing is these gangs, they're taking 11 and 12-year-olds that are here illegally also, and they are recruiting them, getting them, to rob people and everything. And the reason that they want them to do this is because they're not arresting them. Why are they not arresting them? Because they're minors. Well, I personally don't care how old you are. You would go to jail if it was up to me. If you murder someone, you'd go to jail. And on your 18th birthday, that would be death penalty. This is only going to get worse if Kamala Harris is elected. She already said she does not want us calling them, illegals and treating them, badly. But once you cross that border, the way they're doing it, that's an invasion. They are not here legally. Therefore, that's where the term illegal comes into play. But this woman, I don't think she ever had values. And even if she did, she is not changing them. What she is doing is lying. She is lying to people to get elected. Now, they have a website. I don't know. I'd have to mention another person that's on radio. I guess it's okay.
No. Well, let's hold on here, Ms. Janice. And let me jump in here for a moment. I think you're onto something that Kamala Harris, when you look at her life, you look at how she started her career, how she got to where she was, I think there is an argument to be made that she is something of an immoral human being. And you can, we've covered this quite a bit here on this radio program. So I think there could be something to that, that she is an immoral kind of a person.
Yeah, well, she's a terrible person. She truly is. And I think you were saying before about demons. You believe in demons.
Oh, yes.
And things. Well, so do I. So do I. You see, just like God has his angels, Satan has his demons, of which I truly believe she is one. Now, okay, I know, like I said, some radio shows you can't mention another person, you know, another station. But go to Google, people. Just go to Google and type in the Kamala Files. And what it is, it's a whole bunch of clips of her saying different things that she wants to do, would want to do. And she was saying how she would like maybe people to come to your house and be able to come into your house and, you know, check your guns and different things.
Yeah, we've covered that on the show quite a bit over the last couple of years. I mean, this is a very bad person. She is not a lover of freedom. She hates our country. She hates our Constitution. She wants to punish people because of the color of their skin. That is a very, very bad person, in my estimation, not to mention how she got to where she is. Miss Janice, we got to run. We are coming up on a break here, so I appreciate you calling in. Folks, hang tight. We do have to take a break. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. And by the way, now is a great opportunity for you to head over to the website, make a donation, and help our friends out over in East Tennessee and Western North Carolina. Just click on our red disaster relief button at the very top of the page. Hang tight, everybody. We're going to be right back. Let's go to the phone lines, Collierville, Tennessee. Justin calling in. And, Justin, I understand you were at one of the early voting locations. What did you see out there?
Hey, Todd. So I started hearing reports this morning, specifically out of Fayette County, that they were having long lines. I think their hours actually started this morning. They opened up in Shelby County. Our polls opened at 11 a.m., so I'm working from home today, so my polling station is just right around the corner. So I went there just to check it out, and the parking lot was completely full on the normal voting cycle. There's maybe 2 to 3 cars in the parking lot. So then I went inside, and the line wrapped all the way onto the back side of the building. There were probably a little bit over 100 people standing in line. And so my plan was to vote on Election Day. But that changed when I seen how many people were showing up to the polls. And I like when I was telling everybody I was leaving, we need to vote early, because if the lines are this long, this early, they're only going to get worse.
Yeah.
And so we need to make a plan, and we need to get out to vote, and we need to vote early.
1,000%. Too big to rig, Justin. That's the rally cry. But again, we need you. We need everybody getting out there and voting early. We don't know what's going to happen on Election Day. And I'm not forecasting anything horrible happening. I'm just saying you need to make sure your vote is in. And, folks, I'm using paper ballot. That's what I encourage people to do, but that's between you and your maker. Justin, appreciate the big report there from Collierville, Tennessee. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. Well done, voters. So many of you know that I, yours truly, Todd Stearns, am a huge comic book geek, a nerd, and I'm very excited to talk with our next guest. He is the chief executive officer and publisher of Kingstone Studios, and they have just an incredible line of comics for conservatives, for Christians, and they have a limited edition comic book starring Donald J. Trump. Art Aris joins us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Art, what an honor to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Great to connect with you again.
Well, let's talk about this this brand new project you guys have. This is a limited edition comic book, and it features on the cover Donald Trump.
Yes, it does. A few months ago, Laura Trump actually got our U.S. Comics line and really liked it, and she wanted to know if we would be interested in doing a special edition for the president to get to it on his birthday, and we said quickly, yes. And so we took our real popular Stars and Stripes comic book and we made it, dedicated it to Donald Trump because, you know, a small little company, we want to give our part towards the election. We believe he'll be elected, but we want to say, hey, this is a man that stands for the flag, stands for patriotism, and we wanted to do it to honor the president.
Well, I think you just did a remarkable job. The artwork is really breathtaking here. And folks, on the cover is a beautiful cartoon image of President Trump with his hand over his heart, American flag, and the message is restoring the glory to old glory. Art, tell us about the artist and the story. I mean, is this stuff you guys do in-house? I mean, you guys have some incredible talent there.
Well, most of the artists that work for us have worked for Marvel and DC in the past. But I'll tell you something that's very ironic about this specific comic book and some of our graphic novels. There was a while back when we went into all of the woke wave and everything, but there was a really top artist, a guy named Joe Bennett, that was with Marvel. He did the Amazing Hulk. He did a bunch of a different Captain America. Great artist. But anyway, he happened to like a tweet, which everybody got upset, and they saw all these people say, oh, we got to get him, and they started emailing Marvel. So Marvel let him go. I said, okay, well, Kingstone picked him up, and we put him on the Trump comic book. We put him on the Constitution graphic novel we did. And so what Marvel didn't like, Kingstone liked.
I just love this. And again, going beyond just this limited edition Trump comic book, and folks, if you love Donald Trump, you want to get this for your collection. If you're a comic book fan, you want to get a copy of this for your collection because it's just so beautifully done. But Art, you guys offer a whole line of patriotic-themed comic books.
We did. A while back, I went to the Kingstone board, and I said, guys, I read the 1619 Project book, maybe about 75% of it, but I was about to vomit, so I laid it down. I can't read any more stuff. And so I went to the board and said, hey, you know, we've been able to be successful in the Christian market. I said, well, I think we really need to make a play in the educational market and start uscomics.com as a new imprint. And the board basically mugged me, and they said, absolutely. And so we began releasing accurate educational comic books. And obviously, besides great comic art, we have accurate historical, not revisionist comic books and stuff. And we're having great success with churches and schools, especially with a lot of the private schools, a lot of Christian schools. And we actually started offering as a partnership to schools. Now, we opened up something called ChristianBookFairs.com where schools can sell and also have for themselves to be able to generate income. But one of the things that was very important with the Donald Trump comic book we wanted to do was also we created the U.S. Constitution as a graphic novel because I think besides the contention about the president and Mrs. Harris, I think there's so much driving back towards the Constitution. So we said, hey, we want people to be able to also understand the U.S. Constitution.
I just love this. And folks, you can check out all of the comics on this website, and we have a direct link to it in our live show blog. It's called KingstoneStudios.com. That's the website, KingstoneStudios.com. And the U.S. Comics catalog is just really remarkable. And you've got a couple of upcoming projects, one on Booker T. Washington, and the other is called The Forging.
Yes, The Forging is about our first president, and it's about the Constitutional Convention. And it's also wrapped around a story about a black pastor who was really the first black pastor there in Philadelphia. And it's kind of his story, what's happening with the Constitutional Convention. We're talking about the actual forging of the Constitution. And then we're doing a graphic novel on Booker T. Washington, who was an absolutely amazing man. I read his biography not long ago, and I said, oh, great, this has to be a graphic novel. But yes, we're trying to tell, what we're best known for is the Kingstone Bible, which is the most complete graphic adaptation of the Bible that's ever been done. Well, we kind of turned our guns on U.S. history, American history, telling the accurate story. Because what we've discovered, Todd, like with libraries, schools, a lot of places, People that won't pick up a textbook will pick up a comic book. And so through the medium of comics, we're trying to deliver truth to the next generation.
I just think this is so amazing, what you guys are doing. And Art, I'm curious, are you getting a lot of response from readers? And what are they telling you about the comics you guys are producing?
We just had a 72-year-old man said, "Hey, listen, I am college educated. I've got a good mind." He said, I understand the Constitution after reading your Constitution book." Yeah, we have a lot of people that we literally every day get text, emails, calls, social media posts about the impact of them. But the big thing is, kids, there's so many different levels of kids in education, and we find that with comics that we just get a high level of reader engagement. It's just a great, efficient way to be able to deliver truth. Walt Disney said that of all of our inventions for mass communication, pictures still speak the most universally understood language, and we resonate with that.
No, look, I think this is so true. And not only are, the kids getting an education, your readers, when I say kids, I mean this is for all ages. But when somebody's reading this, not only are they getting knowledge, but they're also being entertained as well.
Well, the other thing, too, is retention, Todd, because when you process text and images together, you get a better recall and a transfer of learning. There's something called the dual code theory of cognition that says, because I used to be an educator, and it says we process images in one area of our brain. We process text in another area. But when you marry those together, you get a much higher level of retention. And so that's what we're seeking to do with our graphic novels and comic books.
Wow. This is really terrific. And Art, I want you to hold on. We've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to find out about the history of Kingstone Studios. And folks, during the break, go to KingstoneStudios.com. That's KingstoneStudios.com. And you'll be able to see all of the volumes they have, and you gotta order these. You're gonna love them. Hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stern's Radio Show. Art, we were talking about Kingstone Studios, and I remember when you guys first cranked this up, and a lot of folks said, well, is there really a market for, these Christian-themed comic books? And not only is the answer yes, but it's an overwhelming yes.
Yeah, people are spiritually hungry, Todd. Like literally today or any day of the week, you can go to Amazon and you'll see the Kingstone Bible is one of the top sellers in our category. It's just that people, they want to know truth. And I think we're seeing some of this in the presidential election, that there's so many different groups that traditionally have been voting leftist that are saying, wait, we don't really like this, what leftist gives us in America. We want some more common sense. And we're seeing the same way with both our Kingstone Comics imprint and our U.S. Comics imprint.
So when you first started this, and take me through the formation process, one day you just woke up and said, you know what, we're going to start a comic book studio.
Well, for years I was a children's pastor, and we had hundreds of kids. We had a very large children's ministry, and I was always struggling to find materials to connect with the kids. And my brother-in-law was a partner with Deloitte. My sister worked with Deloitte, and we just kind of did some research, and we just saw that there was a market niche here. And obviously, since I'm passionate about the Bible, the first thing we really attacked, we spent several years on it, but we created the Kingstone Bible, which is the most complete graphic adaptation of the Bible ever done. We had about 40 artists, comic artists, but we had really good evangelical writers. We had Ben Avery, we had Randy Alcorn, actually was one of the writers on there. I wrote some of it. And we just wanted to deliver an accurate version of Scripture. And that really was kind of our core product. And then we began creating other products. But my wife was a television producer and director. And I had done a movie ahead of that. And then we also had a movie that was out a couple of years ago. I think you interviewed Dean Cain on your show. And so we really said, hey, there needs to be an alternative to Marvel and DC. And so we began creating, really high-end comics in the Kingstone Comics imprint, and we did U.S. comics. But then we kind of began tipping our toe into animation, and there was something that kind of disturbed us. Netflix actually licensed from NBC Universal, who actually owns VeggieTales. And Netflix, in their infinite wisdom, created something called Veggies in the House. Okay with that, except they stripped God and the Bible out of it. And so we went to NBC Universal and said, hey, we want to do a couple of things. Number one, we want to bring VeggieTales back in theaters. Well, number one, we want to put God and the Bible in VeggieTales. And number two, we want to bring it back in theaters. So we began a development process with NBC Universal on some VeggieTales animation. But, you know, because we feel like we're not competing against Christian publishers, we really feel like we're competing against Marvel and DC.
Absolutely.
Had totally eaten the woke food. I mean, like they had recently the Joker giving birth to a baby. I mean, just kind of bizarre stuff. And we said, nah, there's a market here we think that we can tap.
Well, you've done it so well, Art, and that's what I'm excited about. And a week or so ago, I had this massive box here delivered to our broadcast bunker, and I'm like, wow, Art's been a busy guy, and it's been a lot of fun. I know the staff's they're waiting for the end of the show so they can run downstairs and start checking out some of the great books. Art, again, oh, cool. It's at KingstoneStudios.com, and people can purchase copies of the books there as well?
Yes, we've got America Part 1, we've got tons of comic books, got the Constitution, but what I'm recommending people purchase the Trump comic because, you know, this has been an unbelievable election. I mean, just, you know, assassination attempts, everything else. This is a very iconic election. I mean, in my lifetime, yeah. I think this is by far the biggest one. And I think just like the I Like Ike buttons that were really popular and they're worth money, I think that this will be a collector's edition comic book. So I'm encouraging people to, you know, to get the comic book or buy multitudes. And it's just something really we want to say, hey, you know, we're saluting President Trump because he has just been a champion of patriotism for us.
I love this. All right, folks, the name of the comic book, Trump, Restoring the Glory to Old Glory. It is a limited edition copy. I've got my copy, and you need to get yours as well. You're going to love it. Your kids are going to love it. Go to KingstoneStudios.com. That's KingstoneStudios.com. And we also have a link on our website. Well, Art, congratulations. And I know we're going to get you on my Newsmax TV show, so we're going to continue the conversation there. And we really appreciate you. Congratulations on all your great success.
Yeah, thank you so much, Todd. Great to talk to you, my friend.
All right. There you go, folks. The chief executive officer and publisher of Kingstone Studios, Art Aris. And you got to get a copy of this. I'm telling you, if you love comic books, you're going to love this. Trump Restoring the Glory to Old Glory. All right, real quick, we can work in a few phone calls here. I know David is calling from Germantown, Tennessee. David, early voting, what'd you see out there?
Well, I was going to pull in and vote, but I have never seen that many cars in that parking lot before. They were actually overflowed into the parking lot for the church next door.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that's where I usually early vote. And I was going to say, if that's where you're going to go early vote, be prepared to wait.
Is that the church that we're talking about over near the near commissary?
New Bethel.
Yeah, New Bethel. That's where I go in early vote, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I go early vote, too. And they got a lot of folks there right now.
Wow. David, has it been like that in years past?
It hasn't been that way in a long time.
Wow, now I'm curious, are you getting a Trump vibe, a Kamala vibe? Are you seeing a lot of coexist bumper stickers in the parking lot?
I didn't even pull in because I didn't have time. Usually I get out, I walk in, I'm in there less than 5 minutes. The day it's wrapped down and around the hall and back out. So I'll come back later this afternoon or
whatever. Well, I was going to head over after the Newsmax TV show, so I may end up seeing you over there. Well, David, that's great news. Thank you for that eyewitness account there. Early voting underway in Tennessee and Georgia yesterday. Let's go to North Carolina. Ivan, what's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. Early voting starts in North Carolina tomorrow, the 17th of October. And I would like to implore conservatives here to vote for Mark Robinson. We know that everything the Democrats, liberals, progressives can accuse us of, they've already invented and done. So if he's done what they say, it's no worse than what they've done. And also, at least he is a believer and a capitalist and an American first guy.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal on that, Ivan, and we're coming up on the end of the show here, so let me jump in. Not only do you need to vote for Mark Robinson, you need to be voting for Donald Trump, and everybody that's got an R on their name, you vote for them. I don't care if they're running for dog catcher or garbage man. You vote Republican. We need them all in there, and we need to give Donald Trump a super majority of Republicans in the Senate and the House, and we're doing it, folks. Too big to rig. All right, head over to ToddStarnes.com right now, everybody. Click on that red banner at the top of the page. Lend us a helping hand as we continue our fundraiser for the good people of North Carolina. And you be good, America.